Okay, we're doing in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, in Volume 4. We're on Letter 960. And this is dated on the 25th day of Adar Sheni, Tav Shidav in Brooklyn. And this is addressed to Mahari. And this is actually one of the red letters that's called the Kloli Prati, which means this is a general letter Rebbe sent to many individuals, and then he sort of individualized it for the people. And the Rebbe says, peace and blessing, I'm attaching hereby the Kuntres, the pamphlet for the second day of Nisan, that's the Maimer over there, that's coming upon us, which is the Hilula, which is the day of passing of the Rebbe Rashab Nishma Seiden. And for sure, you will have other people learn it as well, you will privilege other people as well. And specifically, on Shabbos, in the Holy Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh, Parsha Chodesh, Chodesh Nisan, and the next day on the day of the Hilula, because, as it says in the talk, which is printed in this pamphlet, in this Kuntres, the students, it says like this, the students of the Bala Hilula, which means the students of the Rebbe Rashab, their sons' sons, they have within themselves the power, his power, the power of the Rebbe Rashab, the power of the teacher, one who teaches his friend's son Torah, is as if he gave birth to him. So they have that power, and therefore the students have a responsibility for their teacher, the Baal HaElula. Not only that, but also those people that merely saw him, only saw him, they also have the power of the teacher, the power of the Rebbe Rashab. And even those who didn't see him, they still have this power. Through the power of the sender, that through this power, the Shluchei Shalodim Nasi Kemoisi, which means that an agent of a person becomes like the person. So when a person sends you on a mission to do something for them, so then the agent becomes like the power of the sender. Now, there are various different levels in that when we say you become like the sender. One is giving you permission and the power to the agent to do just as he would do. But who does it? It's the shaliach doing it. It's not the owner. You're doing it for him. Because in that case, the agent remains an independent entity in all of his aspects, but he just wishes to fulfill the shalichus. So it's you who are separate, doing something for somebody else, but you are an individual separately. The second level than that would be that the sender gives the agent the power to do so that his doing is considered like the sender would do. It's not like you're doing it for him, but he gives you the power, so your doing is his doing. Because the actions of the shaliach at the time of the shlichus, it's not something, an independent entity, it's merely the power of the sender to give the, and then you have where the sender gives you the strength and the shaliach is totally subjugated to the sender, so that the shaliach himself is only the sender. And each one of us is one of the above categories, and the responsibility that fits to that category. Basically what it means, this is a concept in the yeshivas that is discussed in this forum, and a lot in the Rebbe's sikhas also. He talks about three levels of the person who is an agent, who becomes your agent. So like when the Rebbe sends you to do something, for example, or he sends you to teach something. So one thing is you can say that you remain two separate entities, But he sends you, so when you're doing something, it's as if he did it. But you're totally separate from this. Second level would be that, no, that the act of doing is counted as if the other one do it. It's not like you, it's not like B is doing for A, but when B does it, it's counted as if A did it. So it's A, so it becomes A doing. And then a higher level than that is that it's not only in that action, is that the person who's being sent is so subjugated to the sender that you don't even feel, it's not like B's action is considered as A's action, so A is doing it, but there is no B at all, because he's talking like there's only existence is A. So it's really up to each one the extent of their, of this category, the way they are connected to the Rebbe.
Rabbi?
Yes?
Would there be an analogy with Moshe and Hashem, that Moshe is teaching what Hashem is telling him to teach the people?
Yeah, but that would be a good analogy. But by Moshe Rabbeinu, actually was on the very high level, in which he was like, even though like in the, you see in Devarim, like he was like a non-entity over there. So he was talking like he said, you know, he was talking in like Hashem is saying. He says, "I will give the rain." So Moshe Rabbeinu is saying. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't give no rain. But he was a non-entity. He was saying that Hashem is saying, "I'll give the rain." So he sort of is referencing everything to Hashem. Yeah, but no. So fitting to the words of my father-in-law at the end of the Bav Sicha, that we should know these powers that we have, and Hashem should help to take those powers to utilize them in actuality, and to reach to the goal. So that we become, as the Baal HaHilulah demanded, we become a Ner HaMeir. We should be a lamp which shines, which lights in all the details, as explained in the introduction of this pamphlet, with blessing and regards to the entire group. The Rebbe in the inside wrote that, you know, the various different levels that sometimes people were merited to be his shaluchim. Some people just saw him. And the Rebbe quotes a source from the Yerushalmi that it says that there, that a person merited to see, to study Torah just because he saw the tzaddik. So you see, seeing a tzaddik is also a big level. And the Rebbe explains also the various different levels in the shalichas, depending upon, from Rabbi Yosef Engel over there, the how much a person is subjugated, and the various different sources that the Rebbe brings down over here, but we'll leave it for this for now.